There's a lot of work done locally in this. We do need, you know, the type of body of Donegal County Council now to get behind this, you know, to stand by it, to put a bit of weight behind it. And they have acknowledged today they will firstly contact the HSE and move these findings through the HSE onto the universities. And that's a big step for us today, because we've been working, as I say, for a year and a half. And I have to acknowledge the work by the ladies in the Clontarria, Clonmany, you know, in the Clonmany Community Centre. They've been working tirelessly on this now for a year and a half. And it takes time to get all this done. It takes time to get the reports done. But finally, we have got the full back, you know, of the full council at county level to push it to the HSE, and I think that's a big step today, Donal.
Letterkenny IT has been mentioned today, the colleges in Galway, colleges in Derry and so on. If they come on board, that's going to give an academic research element to this. It's going to be thorough and it's going to take a lot of time.
Yeah, it is going to take a bit of time, and it's a big process. But you know what, Donal, the levels of cancer, the levels of cancer clusters in Donegal, by talking to, as I say, nurses and oncology nurses that are working in Dublin, professors in Dublin, are commenting on this, and I think it's something that we really, really need to do. And look, if we can save one life by doing this, sure, it's well worth doing. And I think that this is something that can be taken to another level, that the HSE and the universities can take on and really come back with a comprehensive report as to why we have such a high level of cancer here in Donegal.